One, two, three. We are the
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? Happy Monday. I am Lunchbox. I am the one that runs the show because I know the most about sports. That's why I give you my sports opinions, the sports facts, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
I'm Eddie. I really don't know why I'm on the show because I don't know anything about sports, but I am a fan. I love to watch sports. I just don't know who's on the field, like what anyone's name is, their stats, and really don't give a crap.
Lunch gives us the... I'm Ray. Lunch gives us the facts. Those are real interesting, man. Keep bringing those facts.
So who are you?
Oh, he's the one that gives us those locks. Keep bringing those locks.
Yeah,
hey. That never hit.
I want to apologize to everybody out there. My lock was Maryland plus 17. I think they lost by 24, 22. I missed it by a touchdown. My bad.
Yeah, you're bad. That's
no,
not
no, they
close.
Were in it the whole time. It happened at the very end. There was a pick six. You
no,
ever seen the hashtag
no,
kick six? Yeah, at the very end, there was
oh,
a pick six.
Okay. They were up by like 28.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it was close till the end. You were in it until the third quarter.
I think
that's not the end.
I think everybody's irritable today. Is that right?
No. I'm not irritable at all.
Are you kidding me, dude? It was an amazing sports weekend.
What a sports weekend. I mean, geez Louise. Like, let's start out with our game, Would You Rather? Because we had this discussion at UFC 229. We're watching these people get the crap beat out of them in the UFC fights. And we said, would you rather be an NFL player or a UFC fighter?
I'll go first. NFL player.
Who
wants to fight in a cage? Like,
you realize how dumb those guys are going to be when they're 60, 70? We haven't seen the batch of UFC fighters when they're older.
How dumb they're going to be?
Oh,
like, they are dumb
saying.
As rocks now.
Oh, imagine them in 30 years, dude.
Like, dude, football player, think about it. You're awesome. Like, you know, you could be a superstar. You wear pads. You get to hit people. Sometimes you get hit. That doesn't feel too good. These dudes, they wear nothing but underwear. They're barefooted, and they get their butt kicked every day. Like, no way. I'm a football player.
Even with what you know about CTE, you would rather be a football player.
Yeah.
CTE is just the same in the UFC.
You get punched in the head. It's the same thing.
I don't see many boxers later on in life being all messed up.
What are you talking
are you kidding
about?
Me?
They're all messed up.
They're the worst.
Mike Tyson, was Mike Tyson always messed up? Like, did he
yes,
always talk like that?
Yeah, he talks like, hey, man, I want to eat your children.
Yeah, I eat your children.
I'm going to rip your heart out and I'm going to eat your children. Yeah. I'm Mike Tyson.
Sometimes, maybe I've got a few punches in my head.
Yeah.
I can't really talk that well anymore. So, but I don't know if he always talk like that.
Yeah, he always talk like this. It's really weird when you hear Mike Tyson. It's like, hey.
That doesn't sound anything like Mike
no?
Tyson. No.
Because you expect him to be like, I'm Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm Mike Tyson.
I'll beat your butt.
There you go.
Just me and you and me in the ring. I'll beat your butt.
You kind of sound like him a little bit.
Thank you.
Do you remember when he said, I'll rip your heart out and I'll eat your children?
Yeah. Remember when he bit Evander Holyfield's ear off?
No, dude. Did he really?
Wow. Tell us about that.
Let's bring up a thing that happened in history that everybody knows about and ask, do you remember this?
Did you know that he said, I'll rip your heart out and eat your babies?
I've heard it.
Okay.
It's creepy.
I know. So that's what we're talking about. Things
I know,
that we all know about.
Hey, did you know that he bit the ear off of a guy? No.
Did you know that he has a tattoo on his face?
Yeah, because of the movie Hangover.
Well, I think he got it before that.
Yeah, I don't think he got it for the movie. Idiot.
And I think that was he's really the first person. He made face tattoos mainstream.
Yeah.
Charles Manson had a face tattoo.
Okay, I said mainstream. Charles Manson had crazy people. He was nuts. Mike Tyson.
And I think he had a swastika on his forehead. Yeah, that's
Mike
different.
Tyson got a design on his face, and then everybody's like, hey, you know what? Face tattoos, not too bad. Would you rather have a face tattoo or a neck tattoo?
Neither.
No,
is this a double what would you rather do?
Yeah.
Like this is the same as would you rather be an alcoholic or a drug addict? I'm like, what? None of the above?
No, no.
Like,
do you understand the point of the game is to answer the question?
Like, so if someone made me have a neck tattoo or a face tattoo?
Yeah, which one would you get?
I don't know, a neck. I feel like the neck tattoo is like, I'm a badass. Like, don't mess with me. Face tattoo, you're an idiot.
And neck tattoo, you can get the back and it'll look pretty cool, actually. If it's on your back neck, you're fine. Front neck.
Ooh, I never even thought about back neck. Like
I thought
a tramp stamp.
That. I always thought numbers. I always thought number 23, what I was in growing up sports. Why not get the number 23 back there?
Oh, any inspiration behind 23?
Yeah, Jordan.
Okay, just making sure.
Were you even alive when he played basketball?
Yeah, and every time in football and basketball, everybody wanted 23. So sometimes I'd have to get like 22 or 24.
Anything around there. Close enough. Hey, so Ray, what would you rather be, a football player or a UFC fighter?
Football player. I'm better at football and UFC. I'm not a great puncher. I'm good at wrestling and stuff like that, so I'm a way better football player. It's football. And if I was UFC, I'd be more of the wrestler type guy. I'm not.
And people would be mad at you. They'd be booing you in the ground. Boo!
Dude, I'd be the most boring UFC fight because I'm going to wrestle all five rounds. I'm not taking punches and kicks. I'm getting them on the ground, just like Khabib.
Okay. What about you, Lunch?
Oh, you? I'm going NFL fight, NFL player because
NFL fighter.
NFL. Well, yes, NFL player. Just because you can make your millions quick and you can get out. UFC, you got to fight a lot to get there. And by the time you get to the top, you have a couple fights where you're making a couple million, and then in fighting, you get knocked out.
Like
and
how many fights before you start making money, you think? Like 20?
20? It depends how good you are and how you're able to market yourself. I mean, you look at Conor McGregor, he's fought professionally. He's 26-4 now, or 23-4, something like that.
But these dudes are going through the ranks, doing right. hundreds of fights. Yeah. I had a buddy of mine that was on the Milwaukee circuit, and he never even became a professional. Dude, he's a...
Who's your buddy in the Milwaukee
Magdaleno. He just has never made it big.
He never made it big, right?
And exactly.
He's fighting. You know him?
But you, for Lunch to say, oh, there's 20 fights.
No, I said in the professional
ring. In the professional.
I said before that, you got to go fight in the little Coliseum in Podunk, Kentucky.
Exactly.
And then you got to go down to Louisiana and fight on the river. And I mean, just, it sounds terrible.
What's his name? Magdaleno?
Magdaleno. Pat Magdaleno. I used to wrestle him, and then I ended up going to college. He went UFC. But I'm just saying, me and him were both wrestlers. He decided to go the UFC route. I decided to go the educational route. I could have gone UFC.
Yeah.
I could. You guys could have been watching me this weekend against Conor, against Khabib. I'm that same weight class.
He's from Little Lake, Michigan. Is that where you're
from? Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, that's cool.
You could have been Conor McGregor?
No,
that's what you're saying?
I'm saying they are my weight class.
Okay.
I would be fighting guys like that, like the Khabibs of the world.
145?
Yeah. That's me. I would have to drop 25 pounds, which is right around where they drop too.
Dude, your buddy's 7-0.
I mean, maybe we're going to be seeing him in the coming years. That's what I'm saying.
Is he still fighting?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. There's amazing fighters out there.
7-0 doesn't seem like, I mean, if he's still fighting, that's not a lot of fights.
I mean, last
fight was 2015, so probably not, huh?
Dude,
Connor like retired. He retired undefeated.
Dude, Connor took a couple years off. Maybe my buddy's taking a couple off.
Yeah. All right, let's just jump to UFC 229 Saturday night.
What does that mean, 229? That's the 229th fight?
Pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
I cannot believe they're at 229. I was working at a cable company for UFC 100. When we made crazy sales.
Dude,
wow. I made $1,000 that day. Every time you sell a UFC fight, you get $5.
Okay.
Dude, I made so much money.
How much money did you make?
$5. Every UFC fight.
Total.
Yeah.
How many fights did you sell?
Tons and tons. I'd make sometimes a thousand.
Woo!
Dude, that was our biggest day, but it only happened once every... It was for the big ones.
Right, and they used to not do it very often. Now they do it like once a month. And so it's hard to watch all of them. I used to love them. I used to rent them on DVD from Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
Before they had weight classes, they just had a tournament one night.
Yep.
And they would just fight, and you fight, you win, and you would fight an hour later. It was incredible.
I remember those days.
Oh, so good to watch. But anyway.
Hold on real quick. Coach Ray, what was your sales pitch? Sorry.
Oh, they would just call in, hey, my cable's not working. I'm having an issue. All right. You know what? I'm actually going to discount the package. There's a huge fight tonight. It's usually $150. It wasn't. I would just say that. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to you for $99. You want to do that right now? No, I'd rather not. You know what? You don't even have to pay for it right now. We're not going to bill you for another 2 months. We'd actually bill them in a month. Yeah. So, I would make a lot of – that's eventually why I got fired, because I did tell some white lies.
White lies. It didn't really hurt nobody. I mean, it's just little minor details.
But that was my pitch. So they would call in with a problem, and I would say, you know what? Let's take away that problem. Let's give you something that's going to make tonight great.
Okay.
HBO, Cinemax, The Fight, whatever you want.
All right, I'm calling you right now. Yeah. Hi, yeah, there's something wrong with my cable. I don't know. There's a couple of channels missing.
Yeah. Blank Communications, this is Raymundo. Oh, absolutely. Let me take a look at that. Oh, yeah, your package is fine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tag your account right now with the UFC Fight. You like UFC, don't you?
Yeah, I like that.
I'm putting it on there. You're not even going to pay for it for 2 months.
Oh.
Usually $150. I'm going to give it to you for $100 and Cinemax. You're getting that as well as HBO.
Oh, wow. For $100?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's activated right now. You're good to go, and you can watch the pre-fights for UFC all night.
Wow. Thank you, man. That's great.
And if there's one issue with the fight, call us back. It's free.
Dude, what a sales pitch.
Sold. I just made $5.
Sold. And I got HBO and Cinemax.
Yeah, but they're going to charge you in a month.
Oh.
You don't realize that, though. It's going to catch up to you in the long run.
Okay.
It sounds so good right now, but in the long run, it's going to get you.
Hey, in a month, you're going to hate me, dude.
I mean, you're going to call this guy back, Raymundo. He doesn't work anymore. He got fired.
Yeah, he got fired.
But that's the thing.
That.
Before the Ponzi scheme came to a head, I got out. I got fired before. But in that next, the coming months is when it was all going to come crashing down on me.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it came crashing down on you before.
It did
that.
Before. Some people complained.
I wonder why.
Some people complained about how I treated them. And so that ended up like leading to me getting fired.
Yeah. Nice. So, I mean, the big fight was Conor McGregor. Habib.
But it wasn't a big fight.
No, it was a big
snooze fest.
Well,
it sucks when a guy's a grappler because there's no punches, and that's what Connor's awesome at. I didn't see one kick from Connor.
What's a grappler? Someone that just wrestles?
He likes to get you against a cage, get you down on the ground, and then start dropping elbows on your face or submit you, and that's what he did to Connor. So we don't even want to talk about the fight. Who cares about the fight?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, just in case you DVR'd it and haven't.
Do they
ever play these later for free?
No.
Oh.
So Connor loses, right? And leading up to the fight, he had been talking so much trash about Khabib, however you say his name. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I mean, Khabib, like, just get his name right.
Okay, how do you say his name?
Khabib, I think.
Let's see. We'll go to YouTube.
I didn't even watch the fight. I don't even know. It's McGregor and the Russian is all I know.
Yes. And so he had gone on and he'd called it that dude's dad.
I'm sorry?
Khabib had talked to trash about Connor had talked trash about Khabib's dad, his religion, everything. So it was very hostile in the whole arena. Like between the two camps, they'd been talking trash. So Khabib, you know, gets him with a neck crank, Connor taps, fight over. Well, if you watch it, Khabib held onto it for a little longer, then starts yelling at Connor, and then he starts talking trash to Connor's camp. Throws his mouthpiece at him and runs and jumps over the cage to fight Connor's camp. Okay.
That's like what his coach, his.
Yeah, his coach, his manager. Trainers, just, you know, people, his corner people.
Okay, okay. His buddy,
the cut guy.
One of his friends that is just like a hanger
right,
on.
Right, right. From Ireland. Yeah.
So everything's going crazy, right? Like just chaos. Well, then one dude, this idiot, this little loser in a little red shirt, and he has his little jacket tied around his waist. Comes and climbs over the cage and attacks Conor McGregor from behind.
Whose camp was he in?
Khabib.
Okay.
And he was in McGregor's camp.
I thought it was just some dude from the audience.
No.
Was pissed at him.
You don't know at the time who the guy is. Because Conor's just standing there with his back turned. And this dude jumps over the fence and starts punching Conor.
Dang.
And then they break it up. There's cops everywhere. And I mean, it was like almost Malice in the Palace.
Yeah.
Okay? You know what that is.
You don't know what that is. Google it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a fight in the Pistons. So watching it, I thought, okay, the UFC promotes this. I love Conor McGregor. And so different cultures, though, take it differently when you insult their father, their religion, things like that. And it got really personal.
Different cultures. I'm pretty sure that happens here in America, too.
Well, some fighters aren't going to go that crazy. Like, okay, they know it's a fight buildup. But Khabib took it seriously and like he was personally offending his father and he wanted to
get revenge.
Right. And he won the fight. And so that's usually where it stops. But him going outside the cage to attack Connor's people. Oh my. It was a bad look for the UFC. Bad look.
Was it better than the actual fight though? Like, would you say that fight was better than the actual
No, because, I mean, you couldn't really see any. I mean, it was just a mob of people and cops everywhere.
It happened so fast. There were some people that were at our watch party that were like, what did I miss? I didn't see it. We're like, what? You didn't see the melee? But it was so fast. It happened in 20 seconds.
Right, but you can't have that. I mean, it looks so bad for the UFC. It was the biggest fight they've had in a while. And then all anybody's talking about is the aftermath. What happened? Like, they're withholding Khabib's check. Like, they haven't paid him.
Really?
Yeah, because he's going to get fined for going out of the cage and his. Like the one guy that jumped in the cage, he's in the UFC. I didn't know this. He's a UFC fighter. I think he's going to be kicked out of the UFC.
Probably. But there's no charges pressed. Connor said don't press any
charges.
Right.
Three people got arrested from.
He's like, drop the charge where I threw a brick at the bus and then we're all good, right? Call it even.
Ah. And so it turned into WWE is what it looked like. And it was a.
Isn't that kind of what it is anyway?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No, it's real. Like,
as an outsider, not a big fan of any of that. It's kind of like I associate the two. I mean, wrestling, UFC.
Like you don't
they all yell at each other and then they fight Royal Rumble. Like that's pay per view. That's kind of how I see it.
Well, they do a little trash talk to build up the fight. You know, this one though just went way too far, and I just don't understand why. I mean, he went out of the cage. Like, it just, you can't do that, and it's bad, and it's...
Well, now Dana White, the owner of it all, is going to make new rules, and then that'll shut it down.
You think he's going to make new rules?
Yeah.
Like what? You can't talk trash?
You're kicked out of the league. If you leave the fence...
But he's the champ now, though, right?
He's been the champ.
The Russian?
Yeah, he's never lost. He's
like,
20.
How do you not pay the champ? Like, how do you?
Well,
like...
they're gonna get the Nevada State Athletic Commission is the one that's holding his check.
Okay.
Because they are the ones that are in charge. They pay because you have to get licenses to fight, and so they're gonna fine him like a hefty fine for what he did, and. People are like, you got to strip him of the belt. You can't. I don't think you strip him of the belt. He won the fight.
He won the fight.
He won the fight. But the thing I have the most problem with is that loser that jumped in the cage and attacked Conor McGregor from behind. And then he goes on his Twitter and he's bragging about it. He's like, I promised that I would get to Conor and I did. Like, if you want to fight Conor, dude, walk in the cage and face him.
That'd be great. A no-namer? A dude that like never fought before? The no-namer and Conor McGregor.
Like, don't be a little... I can't say that word. A
just
little
say it. Say it.
Baby.
Yeah.
Wimp.
Got him.
You don't coming up from behind doesn't make you, oh, you got revenge. You sucker punched Conor McGregor from behind.
So let me get this straight, though. So in the UFC, you can talk about someone's mom and religion and all this stuff, and then you don't expect to get your butt kicked, like, outside of the ring ever?
Okay. Well, maybe
really, like you can just do that? Like, if I talk bad about your mom, you would probably catch me in the parking lot and kick my ass.
Right, okay, so if they're in the parking lot, yes. But you can't climb into the cage after the dude's just fought and come up from behind. Like, if you want to confront him, like, in the parking lot, okay, that's fine. But come face to face. You can't, after this dude has just fought for four rounds, you understand? Like, he's exhausted.
He's fatigued.
He's exhausted. And you come up from behind. Like, why are you doing that?
Listen, what we learned really fast is those dudes that are wearing those red suit coats are pointless at these fights.
The security guys?
Yeah, they didn't stop anything. The only people that actually shut it down were the cops.
Or the fighters.
And the fighters. Dude, like, the people in those red coats are just there for looks. They don't do anything, really. Yeah. The one guy that was supposed to stop Khabib from jumping out of the ring didn't even come close to it.
Well, Khabib, exactly. They're a lot better athletes than these guys in the red coats.
Well, the red
quicker.
Coats need to be 7 feet tall and 300 pounds instead of...
300 pounds and they can't move and
instead
catch
of,
them.
Instead
no,
of like,
all muscle. All muscle.
All muscle.
Oh.
But instead of like your cousin that needs a job and needs some night work. I mean, that guy was horrible at catching people. The only people that caught people were the ones with guns that's had a cop badge. Those guys ended up shutting down the fight, or that would have been crazy. That fight would have never stopped if cops weren't there.
Hey, what about the undercard? Was that good?
It was good. It was good. I mean, like I said, no one's talking about the fights because
of that.
Of this. And Connor says he wants a rematch.
Rematch is happening next year. I reported it in the news today. Without even any sources, I said they're fighting next year.
That's what you're doing now?
And it's for people that say,
I go and say stuff without sources. I feel in my blood that they're going to fight next year.
Cool,
that's
man.
How big this fight was, and it's going to lead to another one.
So why should people trust you when you say stuff?
Usually I'm right. Maybe I miss a lock here and there, but I've
here and there. You mean everyone?
I predicted every major sports championship in the past 10 years. In the past year,
no, you haven't.
I didn't mean to say 10
no,
years.
No, you haven't.
The past year.
Okay, who's winning? Who's winning the World Series? You already said you're already wrong on that.
No, I'm not.
You said the Cubs.
I said the Astros.
Oh
no,
I said Astros Rockies.
You might have.
We'll check.
Absolutely.
Well, the Rockies are out.
That's fine. I just need my winner. I didn't say I picked the runner up. I picked the winner. So, I mean, Villanova, Philadelphia.
Okay, who's
the Astros?
Okay, if you want to be predict, who's winning the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl right now, as it stands, you got.
See, because what he does is he waits till the playoffs or the Super Bowl when there's only two teams. So you have a 50% chance of winning.
Yep.
Nobody was predicting the Eagles. I predicted the underdog to win the Super Bowl.
No, the Eagles were only 3-point underdogs.
Underdog.
You had a 50% chance of getting it right.
No.
So, who are you predicting for the Super Bowl?
I said money line. So I predicted the Eagles. This totally not even caring about the free points. What?
Who are you predicting for the Super Bowl?
It's so early, but if you really want me to.
That's
a prediction.
No. It doesn't take a lot of guts to say when the Super Bowl happens, there's two
teams.
I'm
not prepared. I haven't watched enough film to predict the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You're done.
I'll tell you who it's not going to be, the Cowboys. I'll tell you who it's not going to be, the Titans. Teams like that. I can give you the bottom feeders, but I cannot give you the top two teams.
Wow. Bold.
All right, we're going to move on from UFC because you guys...
Wait, but what about the guy with the hot balls?
I mean, yeah, okay, it was funny. Great, but we don't have audio of it, so...
But see, like, I'm just curious, like, so these guys just say whatever they want, huh?
Yeah. Derek Lewis, who is the guy that won, he was getting beat for two rounds and then 1 minute left in the third round. He just starts swinging for the fences and knocks this Russian dude out. And every time when he wins, his post... Press conferences are hilarious when
Why?
They interview. He's just funny.
Yeah.
He's from Houston. He doesn't care. And he's just like, I ain't all technical. He took his shorts off and then he's like, why did you take your shorts off? He's like, my balls were hot. You know
That's
what I mean?
So stupid.
And he goes, And, you know, that boy's Russian. I knocked him out for America. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, he's just funny. Like, he's a funny dude.
Yeah. Like, you watch, like, football post-interviews, and they're just like, you know what? We played a really good team today. You know, we give him props, you know, but we just outplayed him, and we'll, you know. We'll probably
Here's
see
what
later
we're
on.
Going for.
And UFC, it's like, man, I kicked his ass. I mean, I don't care, man. Boom. Screw that guy.
That's what I'm saying. We need a happy medium. We don't need the boring NFL interviews.
My balls are hot.
We don't need the uneducated UFC post interviews. We need something in the middle.
Like, can they say something
great.
A little?
No.
Like,
I'm saying, no, he was funny. But some of the UFC guys, dude, I think the guy said the F word in the most times I've ever heard it said in two sentences.
We should have an IQ test for all those dudes. Just
and
see
it, why?
See who the smartest one is. I'm curious.
They're smarter than you. Like, what?
Why
do you think they're stupid?
Because they sound stupid.
And what do you sound like?
Smart.
I mean, just because they fight for a living does not mean they're stupid.
Well, what I'm saying is when you go in there and be
like the guy that won the UFC a couple seasons ago, he's an engineer. Like he graduated with an engineering degree and is like, fighting is my passion. But you sit here and say they're stupid.
Yeah.
You can't say
they
that.
They beat each other up for a living.
Okay.
And then they take their pants off and they're like, why'd you take your pants off? Because my balls are hot. And then Joe Rogan's like, yeah, that's a good answer. What? Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, why even ask him why he took his pants off? One, and why say your balls are hot? Just say, I don't know, I just took my pants off.
I don't really understand what you're saying.
These dudes sound so dumb. Sounds so dumb. They beat each other for a living. I say they're dumb. I think they're all dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your opinion.
I would just be interested in the career path. Oh, he went to college here.
A lot of them graduated from college. They're Division I wrestlers. Like, they have education.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. They should put that just like, you know, for football. They go.
Yeah, where they went to school.
Eddie.
Yeah.
UTSA.
Eddie, Sam Houston State.
Raymundo Santiago, the Texas State University.
Yeah.
That's what I want
Lunchbox.
For the UFC fighters.
University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners. Beep, beep.
Boom, this UFC fighter. Dropped out middle school.
So what? Okay, if you think UFC people are stupid, what do you think of football players?
Half of them are pretty stupid.
Only half.
Yeah, I'd say about half.
Wow.
Well, the NFL players had to go to college.
Yeah,
so.
They had. I mean, they may not have listened in class, but they went.
I mean, you think? Do you hear them when they introduce their schools?
Yeah.
Half of them can't even say their school.
The University of Texas.
I don't. I mean,
San Diego State. I like it. I love that.
So if you know any UFC fighters, just let them know. Eddie says they're all stupid.
Oh, no,
None of them are
that.
Smart.
Don't tell them that. They can come look for me.
No. They're all stupid.
I don't want to fight them, though.
I would like to find a UFC fighter and have a trivia off with Eddie.
That'd be awesome. Dude, call your buddy. Let's do a trivia off.
He's not a UFC fighter.
Oh, Patrick Magdaleno?
Yes. All right. Did you watch any of the baseball playoffs this weekend?
Absolutely.
No, not really.
Rockies, great job. You scored, 0-3 runs. I don't know how much you scored, but it wasn't even enough to win games. Rockies were absolutely horrible. Biggest letdown in baseball right now. And they're out of the playoffs.
Well,
the three-game series is so dumb.
No,
because
it's great.
The team only has a chance to have one home game and they're out. Which with a seven-game series, you're at least going to get multiple home games. I think the series should be extended.
No, they shouldn't be seven games in the first round.
A team
round.
That was that good all year, their fans only get awarded with one home game. I don't like that. I think it should. I wish it was a seven-game series.
Because then we'd be playing into November. We'd play to Thanksgiving.
Mr.
No.
November.
No, he doesn't like that because it's really cold and then they don't play the same.
Exactly.
Have you not been around our country lately, dude? It's a global warming.
Yeah, it's hot.
Still 90
it's hot
in most
everywhere.
American cities.
We still
except
have,
for Colorado.
We still have the AL and NLCS. And the World Series. So we still got at least two more weeks. It's going to be freezing cold.
Oh, and they said that Rockies game, if they would have won, they would have been like in the 30s today.
Okay, thank you.
I know, okay.
Like, he wanted to talk about how bad the Rockies were. My cousin Andrew's here.
Andrew!
Give him some stats on the Rockies series. About your Rockies, you were telling me the Rockies last night, how bad they were.
14 hits in the three games.
Get up on that microphone.
They only scored in one inning in the three games. The top of the ninth of the first game.
That's not bad.
I was ready to punch
Zeros.
Him in the face, man. Cargo, he was worthless. Blackman couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And then everybody else just can hit in that thin air. I thought Coors Field is home run central. I mean, the Rockies can't even get a hit at Coors Field. I thought the thin air makes it easy to hit there. I mean, the Rockies were god-awful. I'm actually glad they're done with the playoffs.
You know why? I got a theory.
What?
Exhaustion.
Because they had to play the game to
They
get
had
in.
To play... Three different time zones in three different days.
Then
they played in the Mountain time zone, then they went to the West Coast, then they came to the Central time zone, and they, I mean, that's a lot to ask.
I'm starting to believe what you say there. Like, that's true. I mean, I went L.A., New York, Nashville the other day, like in one day. That's, yeah, takes
right.
a toll on your body.
And two, like they're playing their seasons on the line. Like they, it's a must win. Like, I mean, the adrenaline and the, you know, they are just wiped out. I think they got into the playoffs by beating the Cubs, and then it was just like,
dang.
Mental drain, physical drain, and it was just over.
They
just
you're right.
Because they are a fun team. Their crowd is really fun. I thought they would have been really great to see more home games farther in the playoffs. So I guess that largely is why I'm as pissed as I am. I think the Rockies are a fun fan base. I don't want to see the Braves win. I think their fan base sucks. I don't want to see the Dodgers win. Their fans are so boring. I love the Rockies type
they're
fans.
All celebrities.
I love Fenway. I love Yankee Stadium. So that's what I'm saying. When I don't have a dog in the fight, I kind of root for fan bases and stadiums.
What did you think of the Brewers fans? The Brewers
awesome.
Fans were awesome.
Oh, that stadium's amazing, dude. Dude, the Brewers are greatness, and the Brewers have baseball figured out.
So you base who you want to win on the fans?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want the Braves. I don't want whatever the new Turner Field is. I don't want to watch that for the next 3 weeks. I'm done with
that's
that.
Very
how
interesting.
Do you do it, Lunchbox? Like, you, I mean, you're a Cubs
like,
fan.
I would
they're
have,
lo-
I would have
do
loved
it?
Wrigley Field. I cannot explain to you how amazing Wrigley Field is, playoff baseball. You know, but there are boring stadiums. There's boring-ass stadiums. Brave Stadium. I don't want to see that in the playoffs. That's why I root against the Braves. The Dodgers. It's like 90 there. Everybody's rich, and they don't even fill the whole stadium. There's definitely empty seats in the very top, the top ring. So don't tell me it's sold out. If you're not going to sell out your stadium for a playoff game, that's terrible. I don't like that. It's boring.
I bet you they were sold out.
It might have been sold out, but some of those rich people didn't go.
Well, yeah, they say that everywhere. There's a lot of things they say are sold out, but then people don't show up. So they find other things to do. They go to the beach or whatever in L.A. How do I do it? I just cheer for what I think is the best team. Like, I don't care about the fans. Like the Yankees, I don't really like the Yankees, so I don't want the Yankees to win. I picked the Astros and the Brewers to go to the World Series, so I'm cheering for the Astros and the Brewers. And when I watch the Brewers, they're just so good. And the Astros, their pitching is disgusting.
And Verlander, I haven't seen him this good in his entire career. I mean, he looks – no, I'm saying his pitches,
he's pretty good in Detroit.
His location – he was good with Detroit, but I'm saying his location – the way he's located,
average.
His pitching is amazing. So he got with Kate Upton. He's got that relationship figured out.
Dude, they're having a kid.
They're having a kid. Yeah.
They married?
Yeah.
Good.
They got married last year, the day after he missed the parade because they got married.
That's the reason I love the Astros right now. Verlander is on top of his game. And the reason I'm now liking the Brewers, they've got pitching figured out. You don't go one pitcher the whole game. They got like five pitchers to go in the game. That is smart. That is so smart.
You mean like what? How they switching
Dude,
pitchers?
All these
how
Major
often?
League Baseball teams are going seven innings with the starter. These guys are switching all the time. They don't give a crap about like the traditionalists. Oh, you have a starter always goes for eight innings. Dude, the Brewers, like, screw it. We'll bring in the lefty hater. Bring him in the fourth. Who cares?
Yeah, they're going they go, like, three innings starter and then two innings bullpen, one inning, two outs. I mean,
that is so cool. Smart, dude. You're like, who's pitching to me right now? Different
their
guy.
Their bullpen is their strength of their pitching staff. And they, I mean, I don't know. The Rockies just didn't hit. Like I said, exhaustion, I don't know. But we'll see if they can keep that. But I think their bullpen, once you get to their bullpen, it's like, uh-oh, lights out. Except for the Rockies did score two runs off their bullpen. But the over-managing in the playoffs is what really – like the Braves last night. They're up 5-0. Their pitcher has given up one hit, and he got runners on first and second. It's in the third inning, and they pull him. They pull him because he gave up one – they were winning 5-0, one hit, two runners on base, to the bullpen. And what happens? Dodgers come back and score five runs to tie it up. The Braves end up winning, but the managers in the baseball playoffs just overthink.
They're trying to be that big move, smart manager.
Yeah, they want to.
They're all trying to copy Joe Madden, how he's like the smart thinking
but
coach.
But he's not. Joe Madden glasses. Almost cost the Cubs the World Series when Kyle Hendricks had given up three hits in Game 7, and they were up like 4-0. And he goes and pulls him for John Lester in the fourth inning. He had thrown 35 pitches, 40 pitches, and Joe Madden pulled him. I said it then. These managers overthink. They try to look so smart when why not use what got you there? You wouldn't pull that. You wouldn't pull the Braves starter last night in the regular season, so why are you pulling him now?
That's what you did when you were manager, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
And the announcers feed into it, too. They're like, oh, look at John Doe. Oh, look at him. He's got his notes. He's taking his glasses. Oh, he is such an educated manager.
Who's John Doe manager?
I don't know. Anybody. They do it for every manager. The announcers are just like, oh, he is such a thinker. He's over there thinking right now. He knows the moves to make. It's like, what a crazy.
He's riding his Taco Bell order.
Like, here are the moves.
He's calling Uber Eats.
Should he steal? Should he not steal? Should we bunt? Should we not bunt? I mean, there's maybe five decisions to make in baseball. He is such a thinker.
Okay.
Man, is he deep.
My cousin Andrew worked for a couple organizations.
Cousin Andrew.
Does the manager do more than we realize?
I think their biggest job, especially in baseball, is to manage the clubhouse. Like you're saying, there's not that many moves in a game that even a fan can't predict. Pitching changes, pinch hitters, that's a lot. You have bench coaches, you have pitching coaches, they help with those decisions.
So what do they do in the locker room? Like, just managing the attitudes, the personalities, like how do they go about it? Like,
I say anything from communication day to day, like what your role is on the team so people know what their job is, to if you're hitting BP that day or if you're taking the day off, anything like that.
And what your observations, you're a baseball guy. Give us some things about the playoffs that you like, you whatever. What are you thinking?
That I like. I mean, the Brewers pitching is amazing, like you guys are saying. They didn't have a starter go over 5 innings. It was like 3 innings, 4 2/3, 5 innings. I don't know if they can keep that up because they're riding the bullpen so hard. Probably the best thing for them right now is that they swept and the other two NL teams keep going, so now they're resting their pitchers. Because if they had to jump right into another series, like, that's tough to sustain.
Cousin Andrew, you are strength and conditioning, right?
Yes, sir.
In baseball, what's the recovery time for, like, a starting pitcher?
I mean,
like, so how hard can you push them?
You see them go on 3 days, but it's harder. They're used to going 5 days, right? They have 4 days off, and they pitch on the fifth day. So you can go anything more than that because they throw bullpens on their third day, so they're used to kind of throwing an extra 40 pitches every 3 days. But to, like, start and go out there and throw another 100 pitches that quick is pretty tough. Like, they can do it, but the command's not quite there, and it's just not as good.
What about bringing a starter out of the bullpen? Does that just totally mentally mess with them?
Their routine?
Yeah, because they're used to having their normal warm-up.
Yeah.
But going to the bullpen, because they do that in the playoffs, they put a couple starting pitchers in the bullpen, they usually bring them in. Does that mess up the locker room? Like, and the pitcher mentally, like, it's just not the same.
Locker room, I don't think as much. But the individual, yeah, it's tough. Like, some people were creatures of habit, right? They do the same thing for 8 months straight. They're doing the same thing every day, every 5 days. They have a routine. So then all of a sudden when you have to change it, that is tough on guys. Some guys can't handle it. Some guys are good at it. They're just gamers. But, yeah, it's tough.
And you're picked to win the World Series?
I had the Rockies. I had Astros Rockies, but I don't know who I had win it. But that might have been a homer pick.
People are like, so all this stuff he just told us, is any of it good information?
Right, well, I'm just a strength coach.
You never know.
No. Can I
see the coolest thing about the playoffs right now?
Yeah.
On TBS, they do the guy when he's leading off first, the percentage chance that he has of stealing that base, they showed like the red zone, and then they move it into the green zone if he leads off more. So you're like, oh my gosh, he has a 70% chance.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he takes a step and it goes 72%, 73%. You're like, go, it's 73%. That is pretty cool. That
you
is
like
cool.
That
is amazing.
Oh my gosh. It's sort of like in golf when they show the shot tracker on every single shot. Can I just not watch the game and enjoy him?
I want the shot tracker.
Are you
no,
drunk?
Every once in a while, but not every single shot.
Dude, without the shot tracker, you can't see the ball.
I do like when the shot tracker messes up and catches the divot. Like the piece of grass flying out. They're like, ooh, that was a bad shot. No, that wasn't the ball. That was a piece of grass.
But the coolest thing of
let's
the playoffs,
get that shot tracker fixed.
The coolest thing in the playoffs so far was the guy in Houston sitting out in the outfield, and they're going to the bottom of the fifth inning, and he tells his section, he's like, Springer's gonna hit a home run right here. He's gonna hit a home run in the fifth. If he hits a home run in the fifth, I'm buying you all beers.
Oh boy.
Leads off the fifth inning. George Springer Dinger.
Hits.
He spent $500 on beer for everybody in his
what
section.
An idiot. Was he in a place that Springer hits home runs to?
Yes.
What an idiot. I mean, he's at bat. He likes to hit home runs.
Who was the guy?
Just a random fan.
Oh, I thought he was a player. Oh, that sucks. $500?
But you're doing it on a home run hitter. I mean, yeah, I guess you want to kind of reverse jinx team gets a home run.
Yeah, you're an Astros fan. And he goes, I just love the Astros. I don't care. It's cool.
Yeah, just do it for Altuve or something. He's not going to go yet.
Right, what are you talking about?
I mean, who's the weakest guy? Who's the guy that doesn't hit the home runs on that team?
Probably their catcher?
Yeah. Bergman.
No.
I'm just naming guys. I don't know. I'm not Bregman? Trying to debate it. Bregman. Dude, say he's Bregman. Don't say Springer. Springer has a lot more likely chance to go yak.
I think Bregman has more home runs than Springer.
If Verlander goes yard here, I'll now, buy you guys all go. Here.
That's more likely.
That's what I was trying to get to. It took me a second.
Okay, good. But
can I have a question for Cousin Andrew real quick?
Yeah.
Hey, the phone in the dugout, is that just call the bullpen, or can they call home or anywhere else?
I don't know if you can dial out, in the stadium you can call around a little bit.
Hey, so when you pick it up, it automatically just rings on the other side?
Yeah, usually.
Damn, that's awesome.
Have you ever used the bullpen phone?
I have not, no.
Like, I was wondering, because there's no dial pad on there. Just pick it up and then start calling.
In the minor leagues, I think it does probably dial out.
That's awesome.
It's like being in an office where you can just pick up and call people.
Who's going to be first major league club that gets the cell phone? They're like, guys, we don't need the landline anymore.
Let's just text each other.
Like, there it is. Madden just texted the bullpen. They got it. They emojied back, almost ready. They emojied back the eggplant.
They're so stuck in the 80s right now, the landline.
That is so true. Why don't they just do that? Why don't they just text?
Right. They just text.
Are you allowed
to
have cell phones? Do people have cell phones on the bench?
No, you're not allowed to.
Oh. They didn't move on that.
A couple of years ago, they banned it. You can't even have, like, the Apple Watches out there because you can send information or, you know. It's too quick.
Dude, they had to ban that. You know some pitchers, you'd be doing some... Okay, guys, let's look at the bullpen. They're doing selfies out there. They're like, okay, guys, the traditionalists are like...
Check out our Instagram. It's Instapost. You know what I mean?
Dude, I want to be a pitcher in Major League Baseball. There's so much downtime. The bullpen. Or even a starter, because then you have the days off.
Yeah, because you can play golf every day.
Oh, yeah. They do, too. Even the hitters play golf all the time. Like, that's when Yasiel Puig got in trouble. He was like, yeah, I played golf before the game. Oops, I shouldn't have said that.
Cespedes.
Why can't
with the Mets? He was hurt.
Yeah, he got
and
he hurt.
Went out and played.
Oh,
yeah.
He was hurt.
Playing
okay.
with Millar.
Dude, those guys go play golf before the game. They don't give a crap.
Yeah, because it's a long season. They got to do something to break it up. All right. College football. Texas.
That game was amazing.
Wait.
Who here watched the whole game?
Wait.
Me.
Yeah,
I, me.
No,
wait,
you
wait.
didn't.
I did too. Wait. So, Lunchbox, do you want to say now? Are you ready to say that Texas is a good team?
I'm going to say the game was, it blew my mind.
Okay, hold on. Are you ready to say
that
Texas?
Would you let me talk?
Okay, yeah.
So, OU was a 7.5-point favorite, and Texas went in and dominated the game for three quarters. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. They took the pedal off the gas, whatever. But OU, Kyler Murray, I've never seen speed like that in my life. On that one quarterback scramble.
Dude, even Gus Johnson was like, he should get out of bounds. He should get out of bounds. Oh, touchdown! Yeah, exactly, you idiot. You were telling him to go out of
bounds.
You were going out telling him to go out of bounds 40 yards ago.
They didn't even put a finger on him.
He took off.
He was just pulling away from people.
Pretty amazing.
And then what I don't understand, though, is OU gets down to like the 10-yard line with 2.5 minutes to go.
I saw this on your Twitter. This was a great point.
And they're
too.
Down by 7. Why not run some clock there? Like you're 5-6 yards away from a touchdown. I understand you have to score, but your defense has been brutal all day. They haven't been able to stop anything, and you left so much time. And in college football, they stop the clock after every first down. So that is an eternity of time. Like, take a knee or go down at the 1 after you get the first down so you have 4 plays from the 1-yard line to get in and let that clock bleed so you leave Texas no time on the clock to go down and score. But instead, on the first play, you run a 6-yard little run, touchdown, there's 2.5 minutes left. Texas goes back, goes down, they line up the field goal, Dicker the freshman, they bring him out. Can he win? I mean, he will go down in Texas history. A freshman kicker comes out. Let's hear it.
Earthquake! He hit it! Dicker! The kicker! 48-45 Texas!
48-45 Texas wins. What a win for Texas. Sam Ellinger, I've been bashing him. That was the best game he's played as a Texas Longhorn. He looked good.
Is he going to the NFL?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Maybe as a running back.
He looks short.
He's better at running the ball to me than he is throwing the ball.
As a running back in the NFL? Ellinger?
That's what I'm saying. He can't be. I don't think he can be a quarterback.
You think he has a better chance of being a running back in the NFL?
What I'm saying is I don't think he's going to the NFL. Like, if you watch him, he runs the ball more than he throws the ball. They're wide receivers. Little Jordan and the other guy, Chad
Johnson. Well, I don't know, his last name's Johnson. Isn't
yeah, yeah, he's Alex like six. He's 6'6". I mean, they are some big.
Those
dudes.
Receivers are playing on Sunday, boys.
Yeah, they are. They'll both be playing on Sundays for sure. They look good. So Texas, are you back? You're back.
Who do they play? Where they're gonna have some big old letdown now?
That's the problem. Now, can you maintain? Like no, it's easy to get up for
they
OU.
They can't maintain because they did that against like what was it, Tulsa or something? They barely beat Tulsa after like they impressed the world.
Oh, they're on a roll right now.
Oh yeah, Texas looks awesome.
I think they maintain. They look great, God. And I want to hate on Texas always every year, but God, they just look good.
And I
all around good.
I have some alleged stories about alleged Texas stuff. I can't talk about it, but it may come out in the news in the coming weeks.
Like what? Give us a hint.
Coaches.
Scandal?
Scandal.
Scandal.
Scandal. I don't want to talk
kind
about
of
scandal? It.
You're going to have to write it down and
yeah,
so we
we'll
know.
Save it, put it in an envelope.
Yeah. We'll put it in an envelope. But they moved all the way up to number 9 in the polls. Is Texas back? I'll say they are back. I don't know what OU did what they needed to do. They fired their defensive coordinator because that defense reminded me of old Baylor schools where...
There it is.
Oh, wow. Put in the envelope.
What?
It's all alleged.
You don't know, though. You don't know. He may be right.
Right. I'll Google it.
Put that in the envelope.
Well, I've just heard that there is a news outlet
that
does...
You can Google it. It's not out yet.
Yeah.
Well, where did he hear it?
His friend.
Buddy. I got friends that live in cities and give me information about stuff that goes on in cities.
These random friends that he says he has, but no one knows who they are.
I need that paper.
It could be that hip-hop artist in L.A.
Well, yeah, that's true. But yeah, so Texas, congratulations. I've been on here bashing you, saying you're terrible. But here's the thing. When you are an underdog with Tom Herman, you bet Tom Herman. He is 12-1 against the spread.
Wow.
When they are an underdog.
Why didn't you tell me that stat before the game?
I didn't know the game. I didn't know it until I saw after on Twitter. Everybody's like, oh, he moves to 12-1 against the spread as an underdog when he's the head coach.
And if you were better and you did that +7 Texas, you watched that whole game just chilling.
And then.
Even if that thing goes overtime, you're fine.
No, you're not.
If they score second.
Hey, this kicker, what's his name?
Dicker the kicker.
Dicker the kicker. Is he leaving Justin Tucker in the University of Texas Longhorn shadow? Like
he no, made a 30-yard field goal.
Because Justin Tucker's Eddie. Royalty there. Like, you know, like this
coach,
dude.
He made one field goal one from field dead goal. Center in the field that he should have made. The only reason he shouldn't have made it is because of the pressure.
And because he's a freshman. Yes. He may hit bigger kicks that puts it, but I mean, he made one kick, but he will go. He'll always be known. He'll always have that in his that feather in his cap. That
Dicker the kicker.
He hit the game-winning kick.
Whatever.
Against OU.
Yeah, and I'll go make a 32-yarder dead center right now. So
okay, we have
props on beating the pressure, but the field goal is doable.
I'll give you $100 if you can make a 30-yarder.
How many tries?
One.
Just like Dicker the
Just
kicker?
Just like Dicker the kicker. They don't get 10 tries.
Did Dicker get 2 tries?
Yeah. I mean, he looks so calm on the sideline. People are usually they stay away from the kicker because kickers are weird, I guess. And because, I mean, if you look
at
the NFL.
They're weird. They're kickers.
Did you watch the NFL this week? I mean, the kickers were awful again this weekend.
And please show me Dicker the kicker's girlfriend because if he didn't have one, he's got one now.
Dude, he broke up with her if he did. Dicker the kicker said, listen, honey, I just kicked a game-winning field goal against OU. Everybody knows who I am now. You gots to go.
That really happened?
Yeah.
Because if he misses that field goal, then he's
different like,
story.
Then
OU
like,
wins that game in overtime.
Oh,
for
sure.
How do you know he broke up with his girlfriend?
Because he's the most famous guy on UT's campus now. If he missed the field goal, he would have proposed after the game.
Oh, this is your theory. It's not true. I thought you had a friend or something that knew Dicker the kicker. Okay, forget.
You know,
it.
You want to know? I'm predicting. The
you
number
guys talk so much like BS.
The
like,
number
I have no
one,
idea what you guys.
I'm telling
real
you,
and
Monday
fake.
Morning today, the number one jersey sale at UT.
Dicker the kicker.
What's his number?
Yeah, hey, there's
69.
There's people walking around with Earl Campbell, Vince Young. No, not anymore. Dicker.
I saw Vince Young and Jamal Charles there too.
I will give a shout out to Rod Babers out of Austin, Texas. He does a sports show. He said they should come out with a shirt. Dicker down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's not good.
No, that's funny. Cause he and have the uprights because he kicked it right down the middle. That's hilarious.
No, we get it. It's just stupid.
How is that stupid?
That'd be something a UFC fighter would wear.
How is that stupid?
It's just dumb.
You don't think that's funny?
It's like junior high humor.
And what do we do on this show?
Talk sports.
See, this is Eddie just trying to argue to argue. He just wants to act like something's funny. That is hilarious. If Ray would have said that, you would have laughed.
Would you really wear a dicker down the middle?
Yeah, and with uprights and the ball going through, that is so funny.
I was hoping for a little better payoff. Yeah. Yes, that'll sell some t-shirts, but I think there may be something wittier and funnier.
Come on.
I mean, the guy's last name
of
is Dicker.
Course. What are we, 10 years old? Dicker down the middle. It's so stupid. All right.
No, when you're trying to act like you're not laughing, now you're laughing because
I'm laughing because it's so dumb and you love it so much.
Yeah,
I might buy that for you.
And I hate Dicker too because he's now the biggest pimp ever. And you know how easy it is to be a kicker. My buddy was a college kicker.
It is not easy to be a kicker. Shut up, right?
Let me say my point.
He's gonna say he had a friend that was a kicker.
Yeah,
my friend was.
He always has a friend that did something.
Dude, my friend. Everybody has friends that do stuff.
I don't know a kicker.
Well, then I had popular friends that did a lot of stuff in life.
Okay, go ahead. No, you went to a small school.
My friend was a college kicker, and dude, he literally at times would leave practice and come to the gym and work out with me and then go back to practice. Like, the kickers are not doing the same drills the other teammates are doing. You're not doing the gauntlet, okay? Dicker the kicker's just over there chilling, making some 40-yarders.
Well, Dicker the kicker's
out.
Doing leg warm-ups. Yeah, and then he's got a different role in the
gauntlet. Yeah, he everybody has a different role. You know how, I mean, quarterbacks don't get hit in practice either.
Yeah,
quarterbacks aren't doing the gauntlet.
You want to know how many quarterbacks are watching the quarterback or how many coaches are watching the quarterback? 10. The kickers, maybe the one. Or the guy, the coach is like out the drinking fountain. Literally, the kickers have the best life in college.
Well, they,
end of story.
They're the first ones out in warm-up, though.
Yeah, because then they said they worked out already, coach. Now I'm just doing this. You tell the coach this. The coaches are never watching.
Yes,
them.
Of course the kicker has it the easiest because they don't get hit.
Yeah, coach, I already kicked the 50 field goals you told me to. Now I'm working on the legs. It's simple. Yeah, they have a lot easier life as a kicker. If you have a kid, teach them soccer.
Teach them how to be a kicker, and then a field goal kicker or a punter. And they can make. I never realized how much money a kicker could make.
There you go.
I mean, Dicker the kicker's on his way.
And I finally came around to my point. Teach your kid to be a kicker. It's a great life. You don't get hit. They're not having CTE.
Yeah, but do they deal with like depression stuff? Because I mean, I feel
they are.
The downside is you miss a couple field goals, you're out of the league.
They have the most stressful job out of everybody.
Because they get very few opportunities, and all eyes are on them. A receiver runs a wrong route. We don't know. A kicker misses a game-winning field goal. We know.
You're either
Mason
a hero
Crosby.
Or a goat.
Mason Crosby, poor dude. What did he miss?
Yesterday, he missed five.
Oh, my goodness.
Five kicks. They lost by 11 points.
Is he off the team?
No.
I know. I'm just asking. Being you, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Oh, man. It would be tough.
Now you know my role.
Yeah.
It would be tough. He might be. They might hold tryouts.
Dude, these coaches the next day are all like these knee-jerk reactions. They're like, oh, I fired the kicker today. What? He just missed a couple field goals. Give him another chance.
It's a chain reaction, man. You miss one, it gets to your head. You miss two, it's over. You're not making another one after that.
That's what I'm saying. So that's tough being a kicker.
But a week
like
off, he should be fine. He'll be back. He won't miss one for a while. Because, I mean, he hadn't missed one in a bit before this week, right?
Whatever. And then Robbie Gould missed. I mean, he hadn't missed in years. He missed for the Niners. He missed an extra point. Then he misses a field goal. I mean, it was bad day for the kickers. And the Browns, they win, but their kicker almost missed the game-winning field goal.
Well, that whole game was kicking.
That game was terrible.
I mean, I don't think anyone scored a touchdown,
and
right?
Just so you
9-6?
Yeah. Tua Tagovailoa, he is amazing.
Who's that?
The Alabama quarterback.
All right.
Dude, they Jalen pulled Hurts, him, right? Didn't they?
No, I did not realize until this weekend, the dude has not thrown a pass in the fourth quarter this year.
Is he going for Heisman?
Going...
He is the Heisman?
Put his name on it already. It is over. He is the Heisman Trophy. He hasn't even had to play in the fourth quarter yet this year.
You've been yelling a lot today. You know that?
Because I'm
about to ask Ray to lower my headphones.
No, I'm excited, and you guys are just like, yeah, okay, cool, next. Cool, next. Like, you guys don't have any passion.
You don't sound excited. You sound mad.
No, I am so pumped. Like, there was so much good sports. I wanted to talk about UFC 229, the fight, and you didn't even watch it online. I do not understand.
It is tough to do a sports show with Eddie, and you couldn't find one watch party. You couldn't find a neighborhood bar that does the UFC. You couldn't pay the $99.
It was $65.
How do you guys have time to watch all
this
crap?
The fight was literally 20 minutes. I left.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a 20-minute thing. It was it's the biggest thing that happened in sports this weekend.
Well, I know what happened. I didn't.
No, you didn't. Because I said, what happened? You said, I didn't watch it. I don't know.
And the footage is tough to find because they keep shutting them down on YouTube. Somebody posts them, but then they shut them down 5 minutes later.
No, you can watch. There's a lot of videos.
Can they Instagram live those? Like, do people Instagram
Some
live
people
them?
People do, yes.
The way to do it is, I've heard, allegedly, people do Periscope and Instagram
That's
live.
What I'm talking
they
about.
Film it as they're watching it, and then you can get on theirs and watch it. Hopefully they don't shut it down. Sometimes they shut down the feeds, though, as you're watching, so you got to find another one quick. I have heard of people that have watched periscopes of past fights and not paid for them.
Right.
I'm just talking about, like, there's baseball, there's football. Like, Sundays, like, I'm not watching baseball when there's football all day. Like, how do you guys keep...
It sucked.
How do you
watch all this stuff? I decided to watch the Rockies game because I'm so into playoff baseball. So I watched the Titans. Then it worked so easily together. Then I moved right onto the Rockies game, but I did miss the afternoon football games.
And here I am at home. Like, I'm trying to get my kids to watch football with me because they're young. And like, come on, guys, get excited about football. But I've got 7 games going on at the same time. They're like, Dad, we don't even know what we're watching. I'm like, shut up, kids. Like, I'm fantasy. Like, so I...
Dude, I hear you on that one. If you go to a bar, I like maybe a 2 different games. If you start getting into the 7 games going on at the same time, I cannot focus. I'm not remembering
the play. I can focus because I know what I'm looking for, but anyone watching it with me, it sucks.
Dude, like, I only want a couple TVs. When I go to a bar, I want 2 TVs in front of me. 1 game, another game. I don't like the sports books where there's 1,000 games on. Dude, it's...
Why? If you got money on each game, dude, it's important.
I'm just telling you. Check it on your phone. It throws my mind for a loop. I can't focus on any game.
I just don't know how you guys keep up with all this stuff. Like, I'm brain overload, man. You guys talk about baseball. I don't watch baseball. I watch football on Saturday and football on Sunday. Like, I'll watch baseball tonight. Well, no,
there's football.
Monday night football. I can't watch it.
Did you watch baseball on Friday?
Yeah, I watch baseball on Friday. Yeah, like, I'll watch when there's nothing else on, but when there's 2 things going on and then UFC on Saturday night, like, I can't watch all that.
But do you have, like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I couldn't go to your house. I wanted to. I understand. And then, in my simple mind, I was like, if I'm not going to the watch party, I can't watch it.
Well, and I don't think you're a true baseball fan. So Friday night, Yankees, Red Sox. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, it was on while I had dinner.
That's when you watched it?
Yeah.
You're not a true fan. There's nothing else on a Friday night.
I was at a dinner.
Oh.
And it was on. You were there with me.
Yeah, we watched
it together.
Yeah, yeah. But you weren't. You were eating dinner.
I wasn't really watching it.
I was watching TV, kind of eating dinner. You were all about the dinner.
Well, yeah, there's people in front of me. We're having dinner.
You don't get better than Yankees, Red Sox playoff bat in October.
Lunchbox, can I talk to you about this guy at dinner? So, apparently his... Can I talk about this? Just say it.
No, we're moving on. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. I know what you're going to do, and we're not going to do that. Okay. We're not going to do that.
Idiot.
Yeah. Like,
Does she listen to this podcast?
Yes. Let's talk about the NFL. You watch a lot of NFL. The Chiefs.
Oh, God. Here we go.
They're undefeated. Patrick Mahomes.
They are the best team in the NFL.
They are.
Here we go.
They are not the best.
The Rams are the best team in the NFL. The Chiefs found a way to win. Patrick Mahomes, roughest game as a pro, didn't look too hot. Their defense won the game.
They still won by over 7, didn't they? And he didn't even play well?
No, he had 300 yards, 2 interceptions, and he had 1 rushing touchdown. That's it.
I watched them.
One rushing touchdown. I mean, those sound like great stats on the 2 interceptions.
Well, the 2 interceptions isn't
good. Sounds like a great game. And he won the game.
No, I just said it was his worst game as a pro.
And
they still
he was badass.
He wasn't badass, though. Do you understand? Like, he wasn't badass.
Okay. I think it was Fox or CBS. They did a pregame. I did a 30-minute piece on him. Maybe it was 20 minutes. Coach made me really love the guy.
Why?
From Texas.
What did they say?
Small town Texas guy. Everybody in his hometown said, oh, you knew he was special growing up. Amazing arm. They said, I think in his high school days, he threw 5 Hail Marys.
Wow.
And they won.
He's like, a baseball player too, right?
Dude, most people in their life haven't thrown 1 Hail Mary. This dude threw 5. That's how you know somebody's NFL. When you've done something once, it's really cool, and he's done it 5 times.
I saw an interview with his dad, and I guess he was a baseball player back in the day, and he was like, there's no way I was my son is way better than me now. Like, I would, if it was him at his prime and Patrick at his right now, like, he's like, no chance. Like, he's way better than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but the hometown was really pumped for him. They're all saying how cool he was, and he always had a great arm. They said his arm has always been so live his entire life. So Lunch has said it before. You know when a guy is that next level and has a chance in the NFL. You can call it. You sometimes can call
right,
it.
You
Patrick
know
Mahomes,
it
you could call it. They said his arm was, at a young age, was unbelievable. It's just not like he got good in college. Homeboy was good like in middle school, high school. I mean, just always amazing. So when you're on the playground, you know, and you're playing with you're growing up, and there's just one kid that throws the crap out of the ball. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's throwing it like 50 yards farther than your son. You're like, oh, my son's probably not going to play in the league. But that kid is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, Eddie, what I'm saying, like, they won the game. They played Blake Bortles. He had a terrible game. Their defense turned him over.
Who called the Jags sucking this year? Thank you. I said it. Some dude on Twitter even hit me up and said, Jags are good. I said, Jags will suck.
But the Jags
this year
haven't been looking too bad.
They're 3-2.
I mean,
they've been playing good football.
I need the Titans to improve so they don't make the playoffs. Same division.
So,
right?
Yeah. Oh, that whole division's terrible. But so, that's what I'm saying.
They're not going to let that division into the playoffs.
Like, when you say he was great, Eddie, like, what was great about his game?
Just watching him, making decisions that he did. I mean, he's just He looks like he's just so good. He looks like he's been playing for 10 years.
So is that the game you chose to watch, or did they put that one on?
That's one of the seven games that I was watching at the same time.
Yeah, I just didn't. It was his worst game. It was his worst game as a professional. That defense gave him trouble.
The Steelers?
Yeah.
The Jaguars.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, they gave him trouble.
I didn't watch the game. I was trying to focus.
Focus on the Titans game?
Focus on what game we were talking about and who played who.
So what did you watch, Titans game?
I watched the whole Titans game.
How do you watch that?
It was my only option. The other channel was
Steelers and Falcons.
That was the other channel. But my girl wanted to watch Titans.
They are so bad to watch. They are so boring. And yes, they win games.
I don't know. Mariota had that cool run where he jumped over the defender. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
cool. I saw that in the corner of my eye.
Hey, that was cool for 2 seconds. The other four quarters were boring as hell.
Goodness gracious, dude!
They play a boring brand of football,
right? And it's okay when they win, but you go to Buffalo after you beat the Jaguars, you beat the Eagles, and then you go to Buffalo and lose to the Bills.
Bills play better, or did no, the Titans suck?
The Titans could have won the game. Dude drops the ball in the end zone, perfect over the shoulder catch, like simple stuff that NFL guys should do. Of course, my Titans just drop those passes. I think the announcer literally was like touchdown. It was like, oh,
let's just how inept both offenses were. Mariota threw for 129 yards.
Homeboy threw for less than 100.
Josh Allen threw for 82 yards. What an NFL game.
That is Buffalo football.
That is brutal.
He had a cool touchdown though. Josh Allen did.
Where he ran it in.
Juke. Ran
and
it in.
Shady McCoy. He's looking like the Shady McCoy of old.
He had a decent, I mean.
Dude, I haven't seen him get those 10-yard gains in years, so it was good to see him.
Last year he was so good.
He was good.
Then that's what it is.
But yeah, that was terrible. But Kansas City found a way to win. Great. Yeah. This week they play Patriots. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, they win.
That is going to be.
Wonder what that line is.
Patriots by 3.5.
Interesting.
And the Rams proved they're the best team in football yesterday. Win again. Still undefeated. Go on the road to Seattle. Beat the Seahawks. Woo! 4th and inches on their own side of the field with 1.5 minutes to go, and they go for it. That's balls of steel.
That is coaching.
Hello?
Eddie.
What?
Hello.
You watch football. Did you watch the Rams?
No, I mean, I saw that was a 3 o'clock game.
Just said you watch football all day.
But 3 o'clock, I'm spent. I was watching Chargers and Raiders. It's too much. Guys, by 3 o'clock.
I got a question. When the Chargers get up by 15, you don't change the channel to something else?
I'm starting to watch fantasy, guys. At that point, I'm watching my fantasy scores. I'm watching my players, seeing how they do, looking at other players that are doing good. I'll write their name down. Hey. I might have to pick them up from the waiver wire.
Does she hate the football?
Hates it.
Dude, my girl, she'll be fine with one Titans game, but coach, when I'm on to my third wave of games, she's like, are you freaking serious right now?
So yesterday, she starts at noon, after church we get there. I'm starting to leave church early now because it goes over a little bit noon.
That's why you got to cut church sometimes. Those games start right at noon.
Yeah, you got to not go to church.
So we take two different early cars
service.
Now.
Go to an early service.
We have 11 o'clock service. I take two different cars, and then after he's like, all right, amen, I'm out. And my wife's like, okay, I guess I'll see you at home. They're still doing announcements and stuff. I'm like, see ya. So I get home probably 12:05, start the games. I start watching. My laptop's out. I'm watching all the games. Then my wife shows up, and she's still in a good mood. She's maybe a little irritated that I left church early. She gets out chips and dips and little dessert stuff, and I'm like, that's cute. That's fine. Whatever. Thank you. And I'm watching. And then by 3 o'clock, she's like, listen, the kids really want their dad. Can you throw the ball outside with them? We're going to go walk around outside. Do you want to walk like the dog?
Dude, do it just like our family did, man. The living room is where you throw the ball. As kids, we're watching football. My dad's throwing passes to us. So you can knock two birds out with one stone.
Yeah.
Dude, every Sunday it was football on the TV, football in the living room.
Yeah, I need to get it down because right now it's football all the way to 6 o'clock, and then I take a little break and then wait for 7:30.
And so what I took from this is Eddie doesn't really watch football. He only watches his fantasy players. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, so he's not going to be good at explaining a game. He knows his players.
Yeah.
You watch it like a fantasy guy, which is fine, but you don't watch the beauty of the game.
The Cowboys is the only game I watch in its entirety. I don't watch any other game. That's the only game I watch and
Okay, let's talk about the Cowboys-Texans.
Was that last night's game?
Last night. Yeah. Sunday night football.
I didn't see it.
Both coaches should be fired.
Garrett?
Garrett.
Garrett should have been fired 2 years ago.
Garrett just stands there and claps for no reason.
No.
It's not
no reason.
There's nothing going on. He's like, yeah, good job. We just gave up a 1st and 10. Good job.
Do you see how he does it, though? He looks at them and says, hey, don't Keep that head up. It's okay. Just move
Fire
on.
Fire him.
They're trying. He's trying to do what They're I've terrible. Always told you guys. The best athletes have short-term memories. He's trying to be like, forget about it. You screwed up. Get over it. Let's go. Come on. Pick it back up. Keep that chin up. That's what he's doing by clapping.
You have cheerleaders over in the corner for
no,
that.
No, they're just okay. showing their butts okay. and like their boobs.
Garrett. It was awful football. Last night was awful football. Both teams. Bill O'Brien should be fired today. Jason Garrett should be fired. They are both terrible football teams.
You're mean today. Gosh.
No, were they good?
You were a GM. Your whole squad
today. Did you
today.
Think that was a good football game last night?
No, it was terrible.
They were both
Why
terrible.
Why was it terrible? I don't...
Just awful play calling.
Drop passes?
Well, not even... Dak Prescott looks awful.
He looks like he's...
He looks like he is regressed totally. Like he is...
Yes, he's gone backwards.
Gone backwards. He has not
Romo.
Got any better.
Needs to put that
stop.
Microphone...
Stop. We're not Romo. Talking stop about Romo. Romo anymore. Stop. Romo's gone.
Romo needs to put the microphone down and put on the pads.
Romo needs to stay where he is and just... I love the Corona commercial, by the way. Funny, Romo.
Great.
Right.
He took Gruden's spot.
Yeah,
love it.
I love it.
And
but that's it. We're not talking
about Romo
anymore.
Like Bill O'Brien, the Texans, they get down to the 1 yard line of the Cowboys. They're about to score. There's 6 seconds left in the first half. Fourth and goal. And he doesn't kick the field goal.
Oh, you got to kick the field goal.
You kick the field goal. Like, it doesn't make any sense to go for it right there because if they stop you, the half is over. Okay? I understand if it's in the middle of the quarter where, okay, then they're pinned against their own goal line and you're going to hold, the odds are you're going to hold them, get the ball back in their territory. No. So they don't get it. And the clock runs out. Boom. Okay. So then they go to the middle of the third quarter, and it's fourth and goal from the half-yard line. And they kick the field goal. No, that's the time you're supposed to go for it. And every time...
That's interesting. So he totally did those backwards.
Backwards. Three times they had first and goal from at least the 3 yard line. Three different drives. They got a total of 3 points.
Wow.
They QB sneak it. They don't ever...
Yeah, because they got Watson.
Watson was getting killed.
Oh, I loved it.
He was getting crushed.
It was awesome.
Like, their play
Dude, he
calling
almost
down.
Scored three times, and they just freaking stopped him at the end zone. It was beautiful.
It was terrible play calling. Oh. Terrible. They both, it was hard to watch. They are both a dumpster fire of teams.
I'm about tired of having Cowboy games go down to like a field goal. Like, I'm just tired of it. Like, guys, the way you play
They're
on the
not
field,
good.
But
you don't realize
listen,
with
listen,
the NFL.
Hold on. Can I talk
the
to
average
my boys?
Margin of victory in the NFL is 3 points.
That's my point.
Can I talk to the Cowboys really quick? Can I?
Yes.
Guys, if you're listening, listen
we'll
to me.
We'll be back on Dallas Sports Talk Radio.
Listen to me. The guys, if you could play the first three quarters of the game the way you play in the fourth quarter, short pass, every completion, boom, move down the field, you would win every game. Stop waiting for the end of the game to play good football.
And we'll be back on Dallas Cowboys Radio 670, The Fan.
Dak, get your head out of your – like, seriously, dude, start throwing better passes. And I'm sorry, defense, I've talked bad about you in the past. You came to play last night. I loved it. Great defense by the Dallas Cowboys. But, man, I mean, the defense gave the offense a chance to win this game, and we just couldn't do it, and it
What's
sucked.
Up, Dallas-Fort Worth? We are Dallas Cowboys Sports Talks Radio here on 670 WLA Football.
Cowboys Nation, I'll always be a number one fan, but, God, you broke my heart last night.
Cowboys Nation.
Do you realize, did you watch last night and say they're a bad football team?
Mm-hmm.
Coach, but they're his team. He's got to keep rooting for him. He's wearing the damn shirt today.
I understand
this is,
that.
No, this is what I wore yesterday. I haven't showered. I was like,
every time he keeps saying, no, they're pretty good. They're good. Like, they're just not
he
good.
He knows they're not good now.
But you can't tell yourself that because then you can't watch next Sunday.
No, you can't because you play Jacksonville next Sunday and that defense is going to eat Dak Prescott alive.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Can't wait to watch. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You got to stay positive. They'll figure it out.
Let's beat Jason Garrett. Yay, 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 yay. I mean, so bad.
And you know what does suck? When you live in the same city as an NFL team, you only get one game. Luckily, there were two games on this last Sunday, but you get screwed out of games. So if you live in a city that doesn't have an NFL team, every Sunday you get two games for free. When you're in a city with an NFL team, you only get one game.
Correct.
They have to show you that game.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
That's
or if you're in that region.
Dude, if it's the Titans playing a crappy team, you're stuck with the Titans playing a crappy team. That's it. Yeah. My girl canceled Red Zone. What is that, $5?
She did
$5.
What? Oh, yeah. I found that out yesterday.
But why don't you pay for that?
I will. I found it out in the moment. I was like, I got to go to another game. I don't have time to order it.
Now, that's one thing my wife has to let me do, a $60 for NFL ticket. Like, that's just, it's part of our financial plan.
We budget for it.
But just overall, the NFL yesterday, I thought was kind of, there was bad football all around. I mean, the Browns and Ravens, that was a terrible
What's
game
What's up
to
with
watch.
The Falcons?
Their defense.
Yeah, they look like they suck.
Their defense. They've lost four starting defensive players for the year.
And they're 1-4. They ain't making the playoffs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But their defense, like when you lose that many people in your starters, I mean, you're just not going to be as good.
What about their O-line, though? Like, what's his name? Ryan, what's his name?
Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan got sacked how many times?
When you know that you're going to throw the ball, they can't. When you're down by 17 points, they're not going to be running the ball, so they can just pin their ears back and come after the quarterback. And they are missing one of their offensive linemen. I don't know.
Yeah, they just look bad all the way around.
When you have to score every time, it was sort of like the Oklahoma. You know your defense isn't going to stop anybody, so the pressure's on you.
Hey, so Oklahoma ain't going to the national championship now?
No.
Huh? Dang,
no.
All in one game, it's all thrown out the window.
Right.
That's crazy.
But they can still win the Big 12.
Right, and they'll get a chance at it, right?
Right.
Kind of?
Maybe. If they win out and they can play in the Big 12 championship game, and they could, I mean, but I don't think a Big 12 team's going to the playoff.
But you know, for the fan, I was with a dude who's a huge Oklahoma guy. Dude, he was so depressed on Saturday night, and then I realized, I was like, oh, he went from thinking they got a chance at the national championship to they ain't even making the final thing.
Yeah.
All in one game and one kick. That's it.
Right, and John Gruden's regretting coming out of the booth.
I bet it's a good paycheck, though, right?
Yeah, $10 million a year, yeah.
I mean, that's what I keep thinking. Like, yeah, he probably regrets like coming back. He sucks. He's a terrible coach.
You know he wanted to be like, I'm with it. I knew what I was doing, but now it's like,
because I don't want to bring it up, but guys, professional sports is about making money. So,
here we go. I mean, like, you don't think he's upset that they lose? You don't think he cares?
Sure. He's like, damn, that sucks. But then he goes home. He's like, all right, 100, 200,
well, and then after this, he's got to move to Vegas. Who really wants to live in Vegas? It's cool to visit.
No, Vegas is a great city.
Vegas is awesome, dude.
To live?
Yes.
You want 100-degree weather and gravel as your grass? They don't have yards there.
Can we talk for
they
a second?
They literally have rock.
And they have fake grass, turf, like as yards.
Yeah, but the more wealthy people.
But listen, Vegas is beautiful outside of the strip. It's awesome. There's so much hiking you can do. And like, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome city. My brother-in-law lived there. He was an FBI agent. He was like, I'd move back in a second.
Like
it was so cool.
100 degrees.
You know how many times he went to the strip? He lived there for 3 years. Twice.
Yeah, I hear
for
that.
For dinners.
Yes, people that live there just go there for dinner. They don't gamble. Because if you gamble, you're most likely going to lose your ass and end up in the desert. Like, probably, because it's right in front of your face every day. But yeah, no, Vegas.
So Gruden would love to live in Vegas.
Whew, dude, I'd take a lot of other cities before I'd take Vegas. I bet Gruden loves L.A., and he's going to hate Vegas. So life's getting even worse for Gruden.
But Lunchbox, you don't think he's like...
No, he...
It's all good?
No.
It's all good?
No.
I'm making that money?
No. No. He is... It is eating him up. These are such competitive people. It is eating him up inside. He is back in the film room, and he's sleeping at the office. I mean, he neglects his family. He is just, he hates it.
Can I bring Cousin Andrew in one more time?
Yeah.
Cousin Andrew, you play with these professional guys. Do you think they're really, like, yes, they're competitive, but don't you think at the end of the day they're in it for the money?
I think it's, I don't know, I've listened to you guys talk about it before, and I definitely agree with you that money's number one, but they absolutely care about winning, 100%. I mean, money is important, obviously, but once you have your contract, that's it. Your money's there, so the only thing that matters is winning.
And he said they do, like, when losing eats at them. Like, they want to win. And you have to understand, when you win, like I said the other day.
You get more money.
You get more money.
Right. I get it. I'm just saying, are they going home like, hurting, like, this sucks? No, because you know what makes it feel better? Is that you got a lot of money. That makes the pain feel a little better.
But you have to understand, not everybody, you only see the superstars like Odell making the $10 million a year. You're not looking at the guy only making $200,000, where that's a lot of money to us.
Who is that?
Just the average player,
Those linemen, the starting linemen, they make $200,000? No, they don't.
They ain't worth that.
Of course they do.
They make the league minimum is $400,000.
Okay, that's the dude that doesn't even play.
No, it's not. There are people that start that make that.
$200,000 that start.
The minimum is $400,000 in the NFL, I believe.
I'm calling you on that one. There's no way that you're going to start in the NFL and make $400,000.
Do you think every starter in Major League Baseball makes $10 million a year?
At least make a million.
No.
No, yeah, that's the minimum is like $400,000. So if you're a rookie like that didn't sign, that's from America and got drafted, like you can be making $400,000 easily and be starting.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So and $400,000 is a lot of money to the average person. Yes, yeah. But in sports world, that's nothing. That's nothing to that's not a lot of money because they have a lot of expenses, and so they want to win. Like I just,
what are their expenses?
Trainers. I mean, you have to nutritionist. I mean, you have to pay
strip
for,
club.
Strip club, yes.
Shots, bottle service,
yes, things like that.
Yes, valet,
like rims.
Like they have families too. You understand that? Like they have to pay for things.
Yeah, I do too. Like okay. What are the? I don't understand the expenses part.
Go ahead.
I mean, half of it's gone, right, from taxes immediately.
Right.
Yep. Agents.
Then you got agent taking 10%. I don't know what. Percent.
Yeah.
And then I mean, there's expenses everywhere for sure. But I mean, I think that helps the argument that money's important.
Right. Money is important. They want to get. They want to be financially set, but they want to win. Like for you to think that they just lose and they're like, I don't care.
No, I don't say they don't. They just really at the end of the day, they're just like, it's all good.
But you realize the people. Have you ever watched Lifetime? You ever watched any of those shows on there? Investigation Discovery. All those people that are on there that had some crazy life and got killed and money. Coach, they all went after money. If you go after money
Coach,
in life,
I don't need a life lesson
but
from
I'm telling
you. I'm not saying money is the best
right
thing
now,
in the world.
If you go after money, it's not a good look, and you don't end up that great of a person.
You're missing my point. I've never said that money makes everything better.
You act like it's everything, and dude, that's a scary way to live.
No, okay.
I'm scared for you.
I
literally just watched a Lifetime yesterday. Dude went after money hardcore. Ended up dead in a pool because three chicks wanted to kill him.
Ray, I'm like, not
Coach,
talking about how you live
I'm
your life.
I'm telling you, don't go after money.
Don't beat yourself over because you lose a football game.
No,
is more important
I'm saying
than
you,
that.
You rooting after your little fantasy guys on Sunday, root after them, but don't get too much into it because then you're chasing
Shut
money.
Up. I'm going to throw this cup at you. You're okay. So stupid.
Sony Michel, starting running back.
I was wondering why he was quiet for 5 minutes.
For the Patriots.
He's doing
his
research.
He's like, no.
$480,000. They're starting fullback, James Devlin, $800,000.
Minimum salary, Google.
I'm just telling you. You're saying these people don't make. Like
Sony Michel, hit me.
$800,000.
Wow, that sucks.
But that's also, I mean, I know we're not even arguing this, but that's
$480,000.
Obviously, Homeboy's doing a car dealership locally. Like, they're making other money.
Yeah, that's what the league pays him. I mean,
yes, like, everybody has more money than that one in athletes.
Dude's getting
athletics.
Paid to wear certain shoes.
Yes,
like,
Coach. In the athletics, there's not just that one way of getting money. You get money a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me Sony isn't paying him to use the name Sony Michel?
PlayStation?
Come on.
You guys are. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole because you guys are idiots. And
yes, we are.
Yes, because you just think they're all just loaded, just living in mansions.
No, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. I never said that.
I'm okay.
You're just like, you're telling me they're not heartbroken when they go home. Yes, for a second, then they're just like, all right, let me get in my car and
but you realize
my nice house and I'm good.
The
I'm taken
Titans
care of.
Players,
I'm blessed. Like dude, life is good.
The Titans players live in apartments, condos, if you will, at the top. You know, usually these buildings have apartments lower, condos top. Okay, so these Titans players are living in the same building as common people going to their common jobs, and they're going to bars right down the street that we go to. They live a very similar life to us.
Cool.
Just all telling right. you.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
What's next?
Bregman for the Astros.
Oh my goodness!
No, no,
move
no, no.
on. He's this a, is what people
no, no,
are talking about.
No, no, this is you. You
Get
want
your
to
hand
argue
out of
with
face.
Me? Bregman, starting third baseman for the Astros, makes $599,000.
Man, that sucks.
But that's what I'm saying. He is not making millions of dollars like you think. You don't think he wants to win? Like you, he has to win to get that next contract so he can be the millionaire.
Yeah, no, I get it. So if Bregman just has great numbers. Does he just make more money? I mean, do they have to win the World Series for him to make more money?
I mean, some of them have incentives in their contract, but not as a rookie deal. The further you go, then, you know, you get an extra $50,000.
The further the team goes? Or
the further like a player, that he signs a new contract, then he can say, all right, if I win the MVP, I get an extra $200,000.
Okay, MVP.
But as a rookie, but he's an MVP candidate right now,
yeah.
Bregman.
Yes, and sort of like last year for the World Series, how much was their bonus?
It's like, it was $500,000?
That's his salary. He gets a bonus of his salary. For winning the World
Hell
Series.
Yeah, that'll make me want to win. Again, about the money.
Yeah, I think they go hand in hand. You guys argue like they're mutually exclusive, but
no,
they go
not.
Hand in hand.
They're not.
They do go hand in hand.
That's what I'm saying. The more you win, though, the more money you make. So they want to win.
Okay.
But we're never going to settle it. We're going to bring this back up.
I love it, though. We'll bring it back up for the rest of the year.
Good gosh. I hate doing this podcast.
Rab City.
All right, yeah, let's go.
Do your buzzer.
Redskins
prediction for tonight.
Redskins Saints.
I'm taking a lock off. I just lost my last lock.
Well, you have to provide a lock. on Lunchbox, unless you want to take over.
I mean, I hit my lock
people
yesterday.
People are losing their trust in Raymond.
Hit my lock yesterday of the Arizona Cardinals +4.5. I told you guys going into the weekend, take that. And what did they do? They went ahead and won outright. So if you listen to me, you won money. Tonight, the line, I believe, is the Redskins +6.5 at New Orleans. Go ahead and give me Alex Smith and the Redskins off a bye in New Orleans +6.5. There you go.
It's six. Don't give yourself the hook.
It's gone down since Friday.
Yeah.
But if they're making the bet now, they've got to go six.
Right.
Then.
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Redskins Saints over 52.5.
See, but this is the problem, though. Before you.
Hey, that's how respected my picks are.
Well, I'm not to call you out, but you didn't even know. There's no research in your picks.
It's a feel. I understand Saints.
You literally
ball.
Pulled your phone out right now to look at the line, and now you're going to make your pick and go lock it up.
I saw three things I know. Two great offenses, Mercedes-Benz Superdome. It's like a track meet there. All they do is run up and down the field, and 52.5. I love that. It's a 7-touchdown-ish game. That's a touchdown a quarter, throwing some random ones.
So you're all field.
I'm a math guy. I do the touchdowns. I want to know how many touchdowns need to be scored. I want to know what stadium it's at.
Okay.
And what's the over?
52.5. Over. Right. I don't like the hook. I kind of hate that hook, but you're going to have to go over it. Lock it up. I don't have confidence in it, Coach. After this weekend.
No, I could tell you.
Because Maryland doesn't play four-quarter football. I didn't know that until this weekend. Now I know. I'll never bet them again. I thought Maryland was going to play for four quarters. The bet was fine until late third. Okay? And then crazy stuff happened. There was a hashtag pick six. When there's a pick six, that's usually how the bet turns. And it turned.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cousin Andrew, thanks for joining us, dude. Great
pleasure. Thanks
insight,
for having
me. Man. Loved it. Did you have a good weekend in Nashville?
It was great.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
has Lunchbox just changed so much with the baby? What's he like around the house?
It was mostly watching football and holding babies.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, that's cool. Not much has changed other than there's just baby you have to hold.
Yeah. Yeah, that's but cool. Ray's bet, man. I just feel bad.
Were you drinking at the party on Saturday?
Yeah.
Did you hold the baby while you were drinking?
No.
That's smart. Yeah,
no,
that's good.
We had the tequila table going hard. Oh,
was he drinking? Yes, he made.
Well,
people
I didn't know if he had. Like, let me tell you about. Let me tell you about. He's like, come on, baby, throw him up and down, like make him giggle.
Ray, I've never seen Ray so lame in my life.
Why?
He came in. We're like, all right, tequila table. We got to do a shot. He's like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Why not, Coach?
His girlfriend's like, let's do it. Come on, Ray, let's do it. And he's like, no, I can't. I can't. I can't. Let me go to the bathroom. I can't. And then he comes and he does it and he fakes like he is going to throw up, God. And he goes out in the front yard and spits the shot out.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, it just wasn't good.
The tequila wasn't good?
Yeah, Patron, it was like a skunky tequila.
No.
Was it brand new, or is it something you had for a while?
Brand new. Everybody had no problem taking multiple shots off the bottle. Ray was just being, I don't know, he was
you're
in a bad
old,
mood.
Dude?
Yeah, and you want to know what else I did on the Uber ride over?
Oh, you drank a beer.
I shotgunned 2 Coors Lights.
No, now it's 2, because when you got there, you just chugged a beer in the front yard.
Well, call the Uber driver, because she was there, and she heard them both open and get shotgunned.
Can you drink in the back of an Uber?
Yeah, unless they shut you down.
So wait, you shotgunned 2 beers in the back of the, like, so you put your keyhole. Wait.
You shook it up, put the keyhole, and opened up, shot beer all over the back of the Uber.
No, I do it without shooting the beer. It's a completely dry shotgun.
Stop
I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it. Explain.
You can do the shotgun without anything going anywhere.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. You twist your head so that the beer always stays upright and the whole.
We have
bigger
a beer. Let's get one right now.
No, I'm not doing it.
Come on, show us.
No, I have stuff.
There's a beer
to
in
do.
The fridge right now. Show us. I'll put it on video.
I have stuff to do. Today.
Just show me where. You don't
it's
have
one
to drink
beer.
It. Just open it, and I want to see where how beer doesn't
Here,
come out.
I'll get it. Hold on. You get the phone.
All right.
Freaking idiot.
No. You said no beer will come out.
No beer will come out.
Okay.
Good gosh.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm already annoyed. We might as well end this podcast. Let's just end it.
Here you go. Nice, cold, Coors Light. The mountain's blue and everything.
Okay, get me a key.
Okay, you act like we can't find a key. Right. Here you go.
It's ice cold.
Yes, that's what
that's
it is.
That's how you drink a beer. Do you drink them warm?
I got
what are
Eddie's
you, German?
Key. I freaking break your driving key. Which key is the least important in case
the car key. Don't use that
that's
one.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my video.
Freaking idiot. I got stuff to do.
Do it away from the board because there's no way.
No, beer's okay. Coming out.
No, he's lying. There's no chance.
Would you tell them what I'm doing?
Play oh, yeah, you're hitting the beer with the key.
You guys act like it's your first day in radio.
Go ahead.
Hurry up. We don't have a lot of time.
And you did 2 of these in the 8-minute Uber from your house.
Oh, God. It's already taken 5 minutes.
I know.
Did you shake this?
No. Look, there's already beer spilling. There's already beer coming out.
No, there isn't. There's no mess.
Okay, can't wait. Now we there goes beer all over.
$50 Uber charge.
Yep.
I'm done.
No, yeah, you are done.
No, it already
take it.
Beer already spilled. I'm not doing that.
You can't waste the beer, dude.
For some reason, as cold as it was, the beer was compacted in there.
Here we go.
And I think Eddie shook it before he gave it.
I did not shake it.
Well, then why did the beer come out?
I got another one. You want me to get another one?
No.
All right. That's what I thought.
And I don't feel like doing this.
Okay. So we. So did you do
okay, can I prove my point that the beer won't come out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Drink it.
Go ahead.
Well, I got to make this bigger.
Oh, okay. He's going to prove.
I'm telling you right now, the first part didn't count because I think Eddie shook it. Okay.
Okay. So the first part where the beer came out did not count of beer coming out. Okay. Got it.
It didn't even spray. It just dripped out.
All right. Here's how no beer comes out. Now I'm moving away from the board.
That's not bad. I didn't see it spill.
Good job.
That's not bad.
That is how you shotgun a beer. In the back of an Uber, you fools.
But you already spilled to put the key in it.
Because you shook it. But what I'm saying is, call the Uber driver. I guarantee you there's two Coors Lights with a keyhole in them.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Sore Losers Podcast. Follow us on
Because
Twitter.
I threw them away in her car, so there is proof in that Uber driver's car.
Sore Losers
Show
on
Twitter.
Call
into the show if you were driving me and I did the two shotguns.
Sore Losers Show on Twitter. And don't forget to rate us. On the bottom of wherever you listen to podcasts, on the bottom, and just do 5 stars and tell us we're awesome. And
yeah, and do
good.
2 beer shotguns and then try to do a tequila shot and let me know if you don't puke.
Because
guess what? Everybody will puke.
Nice work today, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for bringing your cousin in. He's
yeah, no
way
problem.
More interesting than you. I think he knows more about sports than you do.
Probably knows more about baseball for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
All That's right. crazy, man, seeing somebody do a shotgun and
not
spill
And his girlfriend's in here,
all.
And I bet you she knows more about sports than Eddie. So.
We should have had his sure. girlfriend on. At least say hi.
Do you want to say hi at least?
Yeah, say hi on that
microphone.
Hello.
All right.
The guys like that. I did it for the guys.
Yeah.
They hate all the guys listening.
Dude, the guys hate hearing us talk for hours.
Wait. Here, get on that microphone. As a girl that doesn't really
what's
like
your name?
Sport,
first you got to introduce
her
yourself.
Her name's Ellen.
Hello, my name's Ellen.
Coach, this is radio. You have to introduce yourself.
No, he just brings them on like we're in his living room right now.
As a girl that doesn't really like sports, is it weird to date someone that is into sports? Like, is it, does it cause?
No, I mean, I don't dislike sports. I like watching baseball with him, but like what we did yesterday where like the red zone was on, like I can't keep up with
yeah.
all that flipping back and forth.
That's what
like,
I was talking with
like,
the
I gotta
multi-screen.
Know it's going to be the red team and the blue team and keep track of that.
Okay.
But no, so, it's not bad.
So I got a question for you. You sat here through the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Like what's your take on it? Like, was it entertaining?
I thought it was really funny. Yeah. I mean, I did watch a lot of sports this weekend, and I did watch the UT game. Was that Friday?
Saturday.
Saturday. So that was also this weekend. So I kind of knew what y'all were talking about, which helped. Normally I would not, but yeah, no, it was really funny.
Was it informative? Did you learn anything new?
Oh,
no.
My.
No.
Coach, people aren't going to listen to this
Guys,
and learn something
we need
new.
To inform people.
No, we don't.
Do you think Lunchbox yelled too much?
No.
Oh, interesting.
She wants more yelling.
Does talk? Does listening to Ray talk about bets, does that make you want to gamble a little bit? Does it get you excited about gambling?
No.
Okay. All right.
We're not bringing in new bettors. Yeah, We're helping the bettors right now that are about to go to Vegas.
Okay.
Or they just started an online book account. We're helping those type of people. We're not getting a girl to start betting. That's not our type of show.
Okay. And did I sound smart? Did I sound like I knew what I was talking about? Or did I sound like...
It doesn't sound like you really watch any of the games. Except for the Cowboys one. You watch the Cowboys game.
Okay. All right.
And what did you think about Jason Garrett punting in overtime? 4th and 1.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. You should have gone for it. I mean, they were at the 50. Where were they? Like,
yeah.
They were at the 45.
Yeah.
Like, I see where it's kind of, you got to make a decision. I thought about it, and when he punted, I wasn't mad about it, really, but I mean, I really wish you would have gone for it.
Okay. I just wonder if
that's
a
that was my
fan.
Thought.
All right.
But you got to trust your coach, you know?
Thanks
what I
mean? For listening. That's your Monday morning quarterback here on Dallas Radio. We're Dallas Cowboys Radio. Giddy up. Yeehaw. Come on, Garrett. Get it together, boy. Yeah, this is Cowboys Radio. Woo!
Okay.
Yeehaw.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks for listening. Bye.